We begin the current daf Masechet Seir from daf Nun Beis. We begin 4 lines up from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a question that's related to a discussion on the previous daf. That is, we spoke about that there are two ways to make an Erev Tchumen. Either with one's raglav, with his body being there by Bein Hashmashes, so that when he's kain his Shvisa at that time period of twilight, it's where he actually is, which is generally at 2,000 Amas further than where his general Tchum is, from where his bias is. He's creating that bias now where his Tchum is to be able to go another 2,000 Amas. Or another way is with Pas, with his meals, that is creating, that's where his Dira is, that's where his Malkim is going to be for Shabbos. So related to this, the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rami Bar Chama. Hari Amar, we said that Shavas, a person that's acquiring his Shvisa with his Raglayim, with his body, Yesh Leidalat Amas, so he has 4 Amas, that, in other words, where he is, it's creating some type of virtual house where he is, besides the 2,000 Amas he has in every direction. Where he is creating an area of 4 Amas, so he gets 2,000 of 4 Amas. The question is, however, Hanoisin es Eruva, someone that places his Erev there. That is, he's not there. Rather, he puts his pas, his meal over there. Yesh Leidalat Amas Oiloi. Does he also have, besides the 2,000 Amas, an area of 4 Amas, which is its virtual bias where his Erev is placed, that's where his bias is? Does he also get that 4 Amas? Or is only when his body is there, then we give him 4 Amas besides the 2,000 Amas? Samar Rava. Rava says, Tashma, let's bring a proof from our Mishnah on the previous Mishnah that we had brought. We said, Le'amru ma'arvin bepas, that it was said at the conclusion of that Mishnah, that this whole idea about saying that Erev of Tchumen is made with bread by putting one's meal over there where he wants his new virtual Shvisa to be there so he can go another 2,000 Amas, that was Ela Lahakal al Asher. That was only to make it easier for the wealthy person, in other words, for the householder that has food, instead of him having to go matriach and exert himself to stay there, the whole Bein Hashmashes, where he wants to make his virtual house, he can just use his meal, that he doesn't have to go out and make it air with his feet. Now, he makes a diik rava. He says, V'i amr ein loy. Now, if you're going to think on that side of the option of this question that he does not have the Dalet Amas when he places the food, it's only when he goes with himself that then he has, besides the 2,000, another 4 Amas, hi lohakel, lahachmerhu. How can you say that this is only a leniency for him to be able to use his food instead of him having to use his body? It comes that it's a stringency because he loses the Dalet Amas that he would have if he used his body. So obviously that he does maintain, just like if he would go with his body, he maintains the Dalet Amas even if he just puts his meal out there. Gemara says, no. It's still considered a leniency. He would still prefer to use the meal instead of him having to go out there. So he doesn't have to go through the exertion and go outside. He's willing to lose the Dalet Amas, so he doesn't have to stay there. The whole Bein Hashmash is out there. So it's still lahak alav. And there's no proof. It's inconclusive to say if the person that puts his meal there by that type of Erev, if he also gets the Dalet Amas, just like someone that goes with his body, then not only does he get 2,000 Amas, he gets the extra 4 Amas of his own virtual bias because that's where he is. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on this theme of Hilchas Tchumen, and also regarding someone that's outside of the city and he's creating a Tchum. So now we're talking about somebody that was in the city. Misha Yatza, however, someone goes out from his city, Leilich Be'ir Shema Arvimba, to go towards a city that people generally make an Erev to get there. What is that? It means to say you have a neighboring city that's within 4,000 Amas, so it's out of the Tchum, but what people would generally do, they would make some type of Shvisa halfway through, so it's within 2,000 Amas of both cities, therefore he can go from his city to that city on Shabbos. However, v'chziru chaveri, so this person, he started out Friday afternoon, he's on his way going towards that other city, and then his friend calls him back. He convinces him not to go. So the halacha is, hu mutar leilich, he is permitted to go to that city that's within 4,000 Amas away from that city, he's allowed to go there on Shabbos. And that is, as the Gemara is going to explain, that since he has a home, this person, in both cities, in the city that he's leaving from, and the city that he was heading to on Erev Shabbos. So definitely, even though his friend ultimately convinced him not to go to that city and to come back home, it was too hot, too cold, but he never really lost his conviction to go there. And therefore, his kavana was to acquire, at least, as Rashi explained on the previous daf, a non-sahadi that we assume, even according to one mandama, that he doesn't say this, but that he had at least tried to make a shvisa at the end of the tchum. And therefore, since he had already started to go there on Erev Shabbos to that city, he was considered like an ani who says that my shvisa, as we had learned in the previous Mishnah, that everyone agrees that an ani, or someone that doesn't have the conveniences of home, that he's on the road, that he says, let my shvisa be b'makom pleni in that place, which is in this case would be the same thing where the person would make a halfway point as his shvisa, that he acquires it, this person is the halachic equivalent of an ani, of a poor person, because he had already started going on the road. He was what's called hichzik baderech. He started going. His friend called him back, but he really never lost that status of going. He really wanted to go. So therefore, we say, even if he didn't go to that city, but he wants to go there on Shabbos. So therefore, we assume, on, even if possibly on some nonverbal level, that he made at least the midpoint as his shvisa so that he could get there tomorrow. And he's allowed to do that, although a general person cannot do that. Because if it's not bimkoimi, it's not where you are, but rather at a mukam plaini, you have to actually do it with food. This person would be enough with just a declaration or even an assumed declaration because he is considered an ani because he had already started going on the road. That's regarding that person. However, v'chol b'nei eir asurin, however, all the rest of the people of the city, even if they declare they want to make b'mokam plaini, for them would be forbidden, because for them, they're not considered ani. They're considered an usher, because for them, they never really left the road. They never started heading towards that city, because even if they would be heading towards that city, would only be able to make an heir of b'mokam plaini, because they don't have a home in that city, as the Gemara is going to explain. So therefore, for them, even if they would verbalize and say, I want it to be b'mokam plaini on that midpoint, it wouldn't work with just that. They would have to actually put food over there. Dev Rebbe Huda, this is the opinion of Rebbe Huda. Rebbe Meir says that kol shuhu yochla arv, that any place where you have the ability to make the eruv, and that is as it's properly necessary, as Rebbe Meir's opinion is, at least according to one opinion in the Gemara in the previous staff, that he can make it with bread as it's supposed to be made, below eruv, and he didn't do it in the proper way, or even with his feet. It has to be b'mkayim. But here we're talking about that it was only with amira, or even an assumed amira, but it was at a mokim plaini. So according to that, harizur charma gamal. If somebody does that, which means that he makes an eruv, that for this person is not going to work, but he says, I want that to be my eruv. So he's what's called a chamer gamel. He becomes like a donkey driver and as a camel driver. That is, the donkey and the camel, one is in front and one is behind. So he's like stuck between both of them. Here also, this person is stuck between the place that he wanted to create as an eruv and between the place that's really his makom shvi'is on Shabbos. And that is, as Rashi's preferred explanation explains, that Rimea holds that such a type of person is not considered muhzik baderech. He's not considered as if he had already started going on the road, only because he's actually literally on the road. But this person, although he started going, but since he ultimately ended up going back home, Rimea considers this person as the rest of the people of the city, as what's called an usher, that he has the conveniences of home, and therefore he would have to do it with his food, and he wouldn't be able to just verbalize it over there. And therefore, as follows, Rimea holds that anybody that's what's called an usher, and these are what the words in the Mishnah meant, that kol shu yochla arv, that he could have made as it's supposed to be made with bread, and he did not make it with bread. Rather, he only made it with an amira, with a verbalization, let that be my eruv. He loses with his words the 2,000 amas that he had on the other side of his home, that is where he actually literally lives. He has 2,000 amas in either direction. But now he made an eruv in one direction. So since he made it over there, he wants to be there, so he loses the area that would be here, which you wouldn't be able to reach from where you made your Erev. Because again, he removed himself from that side by making the Erev on the other side. And now he also didn't gain by making his new Makom Shvisa, because as we said, it's not an Erev. Why isn't it an Erev? Because he's the equivalent of an usher, and the usher cannot do it for verbalization. So therefore, he doesn't even have those 2,000 amas either, and therefore he's stuck between the area of those two places of where that is. And if it's 2,000 amas away, he can't even move from his spot. And that is because Rebbe Meir is arguing on this concept of kol mishu hu asher, but whoever is considered a wealthy person, and he says that let my shvisa be in such a place, as Rashi proves from the terminology that he uses in the Mishnah, of kol sheyesh b'yodu la'ar, that whoever could have done it, what does it mean? He could have done it the proper way by using bread, and this includes this person because he came back home. So therefore he's like everybody else in the city. If he's like everybody else in the city, it won't work with saying I want it to be over there, only an ani. And since you did say that, so therefore you're not here because you want to be there, but you're not there either because it didn't work. So you're stuck between only the area that's between those two areas of your real shvisa and where you wanted to make the shvisa. That's the only place you'd be able to go on Shabbos, and that's what's called a chamer gamel. You're stuck between the donkey and the camel being behind you and the donkey in front of you. You're stuck between a rock and a hard place, between these two areas. Neither one gives you on both sides. Now the Gemara goes back to explain the beginning of our Mishnah, that we found this difference between this person, at least according to Rabbi Yehuda, between this person that he was heading out and the rest of the city that was not, that he's allowed to go to that city on Shabbos and the rest of the people are not. So the Gemara asks, Maishna Ihu or Maishna Inhu? What's the difference between him and them? He ultimately didn't go anywhere. His friend convinced him. He came back home. If he came back home, so why could he go and they cannot go? Some Rav Huna, as we had explained in the Mishnah, Hacham Eskim, what we're talking about is Kigun Sheish Lishnei Batim. This person, he owns two homes. He has a homeowner and in both cities. Ubeinein Shnei Tchum Mishabes. Now, between these two cities are two Tchumen boundaries. That is, each one has a Tchum of 2,000 Amas, and they meet in the middle. So therefore, there's an area a little bit less than 4,000 Amas from one city to the next. Now, Ihu, this person, Kivin in Nafag Leila Urcha, since he started heading out on Friday afternoon, Havalei Ani. So at that point already, when he started out, he was the halachic equivalent of an Ani, who is allowed to make an Erev by saying, Bimakim Plaini, in that area, even if he's not there, he's not doing it with his bread, he's not even doing it with his feet, meaning Bimkaimi, he's saying Bimakim Plaini in that place. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, someone on the road is allowed to say Be'ikare Shal Ilon in the area that's within his 2,000 Amas. However, Ahani Ashirininu, but these people, the other people in this city that don't own a home in that city, therefore they never consider as if they're heading out to go there. At the most, it would be that they wanted to make an Erev, but they're a home and they have the conveniences of home. Someone that has the conveniences of home is an usher. He's not allowed to make, but Makom Ploini, there was only dispensations, especially for someone on the road that's an Ani. So therefore, for them, it's not considered a good Erev. For him, it is considered an Erev. And therefore, although he came back home, he's allowed to go there on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Tanya Mahochi, similarly, we learned in the Braisa that what the case that it's talking about is that when this person owns two homes, and between them are these two Tchum Shabbos, that is 2,000 plus 2,000, it's within the 4,000 Amma range from one city to the next. As within the Braisa, Mishi Yesh Lishnei Batim, this is the case of our Mishnah that's being elaborated. Someone that has two homes, Ubinein Shnei Tchum Shabbos, and between them are these two Tchum of Shabbos, 2,000 plus 2,000, it's within 4,000 Ammas. Once he started heading on the road, so then he acquires the Erev, and as Rashi explains, possibly, even if he didn't say, let my Shvisa be at the end of the Tchum, and he came back, still that would be considered a good Erev for him, as we had explained. That is the opinion of Rabbi Huda. So if you want to understand Rabbi Huda in our Mishnah, as Rav Huna had answered, we find the Braisa says exactly like him, that this is what it's talking about, that he owns two homes, and that he had already started heading out, so therefore he's considered like an Ani who could say Shvisa Sibimah complaining. But the Braisa continues. Yes, Rakein, Amir Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, that his son, Rabbi Yasi, said even more than his father, that even if he didn't start heading out yet, he's not considered a Hirzik Baderech. Rather, he only said that he wants to go out. And his friend convinced him otherwise, says, no, 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 stay over here, don't go. Even in such a case, as he says, Afila Matzoi Chaveiroi, V'amaloi Lin Poi, even if his friend found him, says, no, 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 don't go, please do me a favor, stay here. Yishamahu, Yisino, it's too hot, it's too cold. Even so, Rabbi Yisrael says, "Lamacher mashkem ha'ilach." The following day, he's allowed to get up and go. Now, what's the explanation for this? So the Gemara says the Gemara has a machloikis. How to explain this machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and his son Rabbi Yisrael? I'm a rabbi. So Rabbi says, "Loimar," regarding saying that my shvisa should be at that place within the tchum. Nobody argues that you have to actually verbalize that that's where it has to be. That this person that ultimately comes back home, and we said in the Mishnah that we allow him to go anyway, if it's within 4,000 Amas, it has to be talking about that he said, I want it to be B'Sefer Tchum. And we allow him to do that, to say B'mal complain, because he's considered Ani, because he headed out. Ki Peligi, so you obviously have to verbalize it, but when did we have this machlekes regarding Rabbi Yosi, and that Rabbi Yosi is being more lenient than his father, Rabbi Yehuda, is lahachzik. That's regarding the idea, but did you have to head on the road? And that is, as we found by Rabbi Yehuda, that he said that hichzik, the person had already headed on the road. And he's coming to say that even if his friend found him that he wanted a head out and they didn't let him, he's acquiring an Erev as long as he said, let my Shvisa be over there, that since he wanted to go out, so then his son Rabbi Yisi says that we consider him as if he went out. He already has the status of an Ani. This is the one interpretation. This is Rabbi's interpretation of the Machlekes in this price between Yehuda and Yehuda regarding this person that we consider him Ani. And therefore he could say, B'makom Plaini, that is, regarding saying it, that everyone agrees, Rabbi says, that you have to say it, you have to verbalize. If you didn't say anything, what does that mean? What is it going to help you? You can't go to the next city. You have to have somewhere along the way that splits up into, that's your Shvisa, so that you can go 4,000 numbers. You have to verbalize it. The Machlekes was that, Rabbi Yehuda says, but you also have to head out, because you're not an Ani, and only someone but Derech. And Rabbi says, no, you don't have to head out. As long as you wanted to, we're ready to give you the status of an Ani. Rabbi Yosef argues in Rabbi, and he says that no. He has a different interpretation of the machlokes. He says, "Lahachzik the kuli amar loy pliga ditzarch." To the contrary, everybody agrees that you have to have headed out, because if you didn't start heading out on the road yet, so then you're not an ani. And if you're not an ani, so what's going to help? You can't say b'makom pliga if you're an usher. That is, you have the conveniences in the home. Ki pligi loyma. When was this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the son Rabbi Yosi was regarding? Do you have to verbalize it? That Rabbi Yehuda holds. Not only do you have to be heading out, but you also have to say, Shvisasi Sham, I want that it should be over there on that midpoint between the two cities so that I can get there on Shabbos. And he's going in regards to the Reisha of our Mishnah, which is the previous Mishnah, that he had it said explicitly these words, that Shvisasi Be'ikari Shalilan, that he had it specified. That was the beginning of our Mishnah, the previous Mishnah, which is considered the Reisha, so to speak, of this Mishnah, that I want it to be Be'ikari Shalilan, and he didn't have to repeat over here in what's called the Seifa, which is our Mishnah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda was going on when he said that this will work, because as long as he had it on the road, and he had verbalized it, as we find in the previous Mishnah, that he said, be kosher plainly. And that, Rabbi Yosi comes to say, that even if he didn't say anything, he's still going to be kind. And the reason is, since he had it on the road, what are you doing head on the road? Well, he owns a home there, and he owns a home there. So obviously he's revealing that he wants to be kind of his Shvisa, so that he can get there on Shabbos. So therefore, even if he didn't say it, according to Rabbi Yosi Behud, as long as you headed out and you're an ani, that's going to be considered enough for this person to be kind of shvisa somewhere along the way. So basically, to understand this machlokes, it's regarding this, the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Behuda, is it that you don't have to say what you want, that where you want to get, because that's what, as Rashi had explained in the previous stop, what's called anan sahadi, we assume, what does this person want? He wants to get there, and he that's why he's heading out on Erev Shabbos to get to the other home that he has in the other city. And therefore, although he didn't verbalize it, as long as he already headed out, he's an ani. And therefore, since we know that what he wants, we create this shvisa in the midpoint so that he can get there for Shabbos. That's one option, the machlekes. The other option is, or no, that the chiddush of Rabbi Yosi Behuda was that not that you don't have to say it, you have to say it, but that you don't have to actually head it on the road. Since he already wanted to, that's considered already as if he's an ani, as if he's already on the road, because that was his intention. And since he's already like an ani, and he's verbalizing it, so that's going to be enough to get him where he wants to go, to that city. That's the machlokes between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef in this machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, regarding that Rabbi Yehuda holds, you need both. And the machlokes is regarding Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, does he say you don't have to verbalize it, or does he say that you don't have to even be heading out on the road, and you only need the other one? So now the Gemara asks, these are the two interpretations. Kaman azla hoda ama ula. Now, who, like this machlekes, we have at least four opinions. In other words, we have Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and in the machlekes, we have Rabbi's interpretation and Rabbi Yosef's interpretation. So now the Gemara inquires, who is ula going like when he said the following statement? He says, Misha hechzik baderach, somebody that already started heading out on the road. Vechzir chaver, and his friend convinced him otherwise, he swayed him to come back home. Harehu muhzir, he's considered as if he's brought back, which, as Rashi explains, sounds like that he wasn't koina any shvisa whatsoever, because we consider him as if he's back to his original starting point. Umuchzik, and he's considered that he's already had established heading out on the road, which is sounds like the opposite. It sounds like he did acquire his shvisa. That's what it means, that he's already considered muhzik. So the Gemara, before they want to figure out who Ula is like, the Gemara says it's how to understand his statement. It sounds like internal contradiction. If he's considered returned, so lama muhzik, what does it mean that he's considered already, he had already headed out on the road? And the imuhzik, if he's considered that he already had established that he's heading on the road, so lama muhzik, what does it mean that he's considered returned? So the Gemara said, no, hachikama, what Ula was saying was that afa pisha muhzik, even though he was convinced to head back home, muhzik is still considered established that he already headed out on the road. On that, the question is, kaman, who is Ula like? In other words, when Ula said that you don't have to say shvisasi b'makom pliny, you don't have to actually verbalize it, because that's what Ula was saying, that even though he was muhzik, he was returned, which is mashma totally, that he was dissuaded from doing what he wanted to do. So obviously it's that he didn't say that, because if he said shvisasi b'makom pliny and he already had headed out, it would be considered that he's not muhzik, that he already headed out. So we're saying that even though he was muhzar, that means obviously he didn't say that, but still he's considered muhzik. Who is that like? That's Rabbi Yosef va'aliba de Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. That's like Rabbi Yosef's interpretation of the machlekes, and specifically, it's going like the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda that according to Rabbi Yosef's interpretation, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he said that he holds that he doesn't have to say it, and therefore that was this case, that since he headed out, although he was convinced to come back home, and it sounds like he's muhzik, he's totally back where he started, but since you headed out, and we assume, as the way this is Rabbi Yosef's interpretation, Rabbi Yosi, that he doesn't have to say it, and therefore he's going to consider it as if he's kind of that Shavis, in spite of the fact that he was convinced to come back home. Now the Gemara brings a story related to this discussion. Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtasa, Aisir le kalkala de peri le Rav Nosan bar Oishia. He brought a basket of fruit on Erev Shabbos to Rabbi Nosan bar Oishia. Now after that he brought it to him, ki hava azel, when he was heading out, he was heading back home, and now his home was within 4,000 amas of Rav Nosan bar Oishia that he had brought this package on Erev Shabbos to, shavke adinoches darga. So Rav Nosan bar Oishia waited until Rabbi Yehuda bar Ishtasa had already went down one step, that he was already heading down the ramp, that he was coming down from the attic, from the higher story, and it was considered, so to speak, hichlik bader. He already had started going. He took one step down. After he took one step, Omali Bisach, he said, do me a favor, stay here tonight. Lamacher kadam azl, and the following day, he went and headed out on the road, heading back home to this city that was within 4,000 amas of where Reb Nosan bar Oishia lived. So we continue on to Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, come on, who is this like that? That's enough. That even though he didn't say Shvisasi b'makom pleini, he just had it started heading home. And then he said, you know what? Sleep here the night. It's late. It's almost Shabbos. Come and eat the Friday night meal. And tomorrow he went back home. So who is that like? So the Gemara wants to say, is that Rabbi Yosef Aliba the Rabbi Yosef by Yehuda? Is it like we had just explained in the previous Gemara that that opinion is that you don't have to verbalize anything. It's enough as long as you started heading out on the road. That's what you did over here. He took one step, so he's already considered ani. Now we assume when you're heading back home, you want to be able to get there. So we give you that shvisa b'seif atchum, and therefore, since it's within 4,000 amos, you get the 2,000, which is your air will be at the end of that 2,000, and your city's within the 2,000. And here he didn't say anything. So that sounds like Rav Yosef in the name of Yosef Yehuda. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be like that. It could be Karaba v'alibet Rav Yehuda. It could be like Rabba and on his view of Rav Yehuda's opinion. And that is what we're talking about in truth is that he did say. He said, Shvisasi b'makim pleini. And like Rabba says in Rav Yehuda, that you need to have both. And therefore, it's not a riot that it has to be like Rav Yosef. Maybe besides heading out, he already says, you know, let my Shvisa be more complaining, and then he could stay over and head back. And as Rashi says, that the truth is, you also could interpret it as Rav Yosef according to Rav Yehuda. But the reason why the Gemara wants to say that's Lav Davka, and to say that it could even be like Rabba, is because it's better to say that the story would illustrate the halacha like Rabba, because whenever there's a machlekes Rabba and Rav Yosef, the halacha follows like Rabba, besides for three places, as Rashi says, of Sada, Inyan, and Mechzo, where the Gemara and Baba Basra explains, and therefore it is possible that it was like Rabba, but it was in Rabbi Yehuda's version that you have to have both, and here you had both, because you had not only Shvisasi b'makom, you had, besides heading out of Ani, Machzik b'derech, where he took one step out, but he also had said Shvisasi b'makom plein. Now the Gemara continues discussing on Mishnah that Remeya Oimer, Kol Sheyochel Ar v'chulu, that whoever could make a proper Eva, as we explained on the previous daf, and that is he's considered an usher. As the mayor had said, this person that ended up heading back, he's like everybody else in the city, and therefore he could make the way it's supposed to be made with bread, but he didn't. So then we said he's what's called a chamer gamel. He's stuck, because although he really is like a regular person in the city, because his erev is not a good erev, but he wanted that to be his erev. And therefore, since he wanted that, so his like das, his real shvisa in his mind is there. So on the one hand, he's not really there, and he's really here, but he's not here because he wanted to be there. So he's stuck between the two of them, and he's limited to whatever area is between those two areas of shvusin. So then the Gemara asked, "Hatanin lecha dezimna." We already learned this idea of remeir already on the previous Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, where there the Mishnah says suffik regarding a suffik, an area of doubt. And that is again on the Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph and Perakoma Arvin. The Mishnah there says that if, let's say, his Erev rolled out of the Tchum, which the Erev has to be at least within 2,000 Amos, it could be at the edge, so it could take you another 2,000 Amos, but it has to be within. Let's say he rolled out, so now his Erev is not even within where he is right now in his home, or let's say it got burnt, it got consumed before nighttime started when the Erev is supposed to be Chal. On that we say that it's not considered an Erev because it wasn't there during Ben HaShemashes, it wasn't at least in the right place, or it wasn't even in the world. If let's say it happened after it was already dark, on that the Mishnah says that is an error. Then the Mishnah says over there, what we're quoting now, is that let's say it's suffic, it's doubtful, we don't know when it rolled out of the tchum, or when it got burnt up. Was it before it got dark, or was it one which would make it problematic, or was it after it was dark? That would mean it was a good error. On that, that Mishnah said over there, Remeir Rabbi Yehuda Oimrim Hariza Chamer Gamel. This person is considered, again, this term of a donkey driver and a camel driver, that he's stuck between the two. So therefore, we see already from that Mishnah that according to a mayor, wherever you make your Erev in a place which is not an Erev, because again, maybe it was burnt, so maybe it wasn't a good Erev, yet in spite of that, we say that he's stuck, he's considered a Chamer Gamel. So therefore, why do you have to say in our Mishnah the same idea when he already said over there, we say that when you're creating this non-entity Erev, that you're stuck between the two. So what would be the difference to our case over here, which is the same idea, you made an Erev, which is not a good Erev, but yet you're still stuck. So Amar Rav Sheshet says that no, you need to have our Mishnah, because if we only had that other Mishnah, we wouldn't know this, because Loitema, time and Remeya, the reason why you need this Mishnah is because that you shouldn't say the reason of Remeya in that Mishnah on Lamed Hey, on the previous parak over there, was because Suffolk Erev, Suffolk Loy Erev, that's a different case. There it was doubtful. We don't know when it got burnt or when it rolled out. We're not sure was it Erev, what when it or if it's not an Erev. So who the Hava Chamer Gamel? Therefore, out of doubt, there was going to say he's stuck between the two because maybe it really was a good Shvisa, maybe not. Oh, so if it was, he's there. If it's not, he's here. We don't know. So out of the stringency of the Chum of not knowing, so therefore there we say that he's a Chamer Gamel. Aval Vade Loy Erev, but in our case, which when it's definitely not an Erev, because we said that on some level he's considered an usher, and the usher cannot verbalize, let my Shvisa be Mamakam Plaini. So here where it's definitely not an Erev, then I would say Loy Haver Chamer Gamel. Then he should not be considered Chamer Gamel, because there's no doubt whatsoever. He's obviously for sure like the people of his city, because it wasn't a good Erev at all. And that's why we needed our Mishnah to say, Ela, filavade lo Erev Haver Chamer Gamel. Even in our case where it definitely was not a good Erev, he is still considered a Chamer Gamel. He's stuck between his real Shvisa, which is here, and his wanted, his desired one, which was not a good Shvisa. He's still stuck between the two. The Ha'ocha Vadil Erev, because in our Mishnah, it definitely was not a good Erev. And yet, Haver Chamer Gamel still, Remeir says, that he's considered stuck, he's considered a Chamer Gamel. And therefore, what we understand is that even in a place where there is no doubt, for example, over there in that Mishnah, where the Mishnah said that if it rolls out of the Tchum from before Shabbos, where there the Mishnah had said, Stam, without attributing it to anyone, it said that it's definitely not going to be an Erev, in spite of that, Remei would hold that he is a Chamer Gamel. Why? Because he had, with his intent, he removed himself from the 2,000 Amos that he has on where he is right now from his house, because he doesn't want to be, he wants to be over there. And therefore, although there it says it's Stam there in the Reish of that Mishnah, that when it was Be'oid Yom, then it's not an Erev, which is Mashma, if it's not an Erev, that is like the people of a city, that was Rebbe Yehuda. And this that it didn't go ahead and put it together with the safe over there to say that it's considered Chamer Gamel, why did Remeir only say it regarding the case of Suffolk that is Chamer Gamel, if it even says it regarding when it was Meba'oi Yom, when it's for sure not an Erev? That's because Rabbi Yehuda by the safe agrees to Remeir. But by the ratio when it was Meba'oi Yom, there Rabbi Yehuda considers him to be like Bnei Ira because it's not an Erev at all. And therefore, that ratio is Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Remeir because Remeir would hold even if for sure was not an Erev. It got burned or rolled out from before Shabbos since he wanted it to be there. And let's say he wasn't aware or he didn't change his mind. So therefore, even if it's for sure not an Erev, he's still considered Chamer Gamel because he wants to be there and he doesn't want to be here, but really he is here and he's not there. So he's stuck between the two because he has removed himself from the process of being here, similar to like the concept of sleeping. You have to, with intent, create your Shvisa. And if you don't want to be here, you want to be there. Although there doesn't work, here also is not working and you're stuck between the two of them. Now the Gemara continues on the same theme of the previous Mishnah regarding someone that's heading outside. So Mishi Yotza Chutz L'Tchum, somebody that he goes out of the Tchum. He has 2,000 Amos, whether from the city limits or whether from his own limits, with intent and with his own knowing, not for a mitzvah purpose, because if you go out for a mitzvah purpose, a previous Mishnah had said that that will have different ramifications. But here's somebody who just leaves the Tchum. You know what? I want to go out. I don't care. Now, Afila Ama Achas, even if he goes one Ama out of the 2,000 Amos that he has, Lo Yikon, this, he's not going to come back in. He's stuck. He cannot come back in. Rabbi Leza Omer, Shtayim Yikonis. If he only went two Amos out of the Tchum, then he could come back in. And that's because what's called of Havloas Tchumen. That is because his Tchum that he has out of the Tchum, which are four Amos, as we had said in the previous Mishnah of Mheim and Aleph, Rabbi Leza's Lishitasai, according to his previous expressed opinion, that when he says the Dalet Amos, the person that gets when he goes out of the Tchum, are two Amos on either side of him. So when he goes out of the Tchum, only two Amos, so he has the two Amos towards the city and two Amos away from the city. So therefore, since his new Tchum overlaps his old Tchum of 2,000 Amos, so he can go back in. However, Sholosh Leikonis, if he's three Amos out of the city, then he has no overlap of his current Tchum with his old Tchum of 2,000 Amos, and therefore he can't go into the city. He's stuck outside for the rest of Shabbos. So Amr B'chinah, says an interesting case. He says, Ragle achas b'teich ha-tchum. Let's say 1 foot is still within the tchum of 2,000 amos, of this boundary. V'ragle achas chutz l'tchum, and 1 foot is out of the boundary. Lo yikon is, he still can't come back in. Dechseva, it says a pasuk in Yeshaya, im toshiv mi shabbos raglecha, that if you will restrain your foot on Shabbos from going out from where you're not supposed to go. Now, although it says raglecha, but raglecha ksev, it says it in the singular of your foot. Now, therefore, that tells you that if you did not shabbos raglecha, then you are stuck. You cannot go back into your tchum, so therefore you'd be stuck. So it's a good ask about time, but learn the braisa, ragle achas b'teich ha-tchum, if 1 foot is within the tchum, the ragle achas chutz l'tchum, and one is out, you could come back in. So how could Rabbi Chanina say that you cannot come back in? So the Gemara says, "Hamani acherim he that don't ask from that brayser because that's the opinion of acherim." The Tanya, like learn the brayser, acherim oimrim lamakim shirubay hu nisker, because the acherim say, the others say that a person, the thrust of him of where he's considered is to the place of where he's the majority of him is, and since the majority of a person in such a case is within. As because he only has 1 foot out. If he has 1 foot out, that means the majority of him is still within the city. So since you go after the majority, so then he's going to be able to go back inside the city. However, Reb Chanin is not going like the opinion of the Acherim, and therefore, even if you stick 1 foot out, that's already considered raglecha, is not shavas, and you can't come back in. Ikadamida, those that say a different version in the reverse. If 1 foot is within the tchum, one is outside the tchum, you could come back in. Because it says in the pasuk, im toshiv mishabes raglecha, because it says if you will restrain your feet on Shabbos, raglecha karinan. Although it's written raglecha, as the previous interpretation of Rabbi Chanina had said, however, yet it's read, it's pronounced raglecha, your feet, which are plural, and therefore it's only if your feet are not Shabbos that you're stuck. But if only your regal, the singular, went out, then you can still go back into your tchum. To which the Gemara asks, v'tanya lo yikonis, but we learn the brayse that says you cannot go back in. And that the Gemara answers that who the Amar Reb Chanina was going ka'acherim like the acherim to tell, like learn the brayso lamakim sheruba hu niska, that the person goes after the majority of his body, and since he only stuck 1 foot out, Reb Chanina is going like those acherim, that since you have the majority inside the city, you can still go back into the city even though you stuck 1 foot out, as we find raglech as a problem, not raglech. So now the Gemara continues quoting from a mission that says Reb Elazar Omer shtayim yikonis shalish lo yikonis. Although the Tanakhama of our Mishnah said, even if you go 1 amma out, you can't go back in, Rabbi Elazar says, no. If you went even 2 ammas out, you can go back in, because that is the area of your overlap of your tchum. However, 3, you can't go back in. The Gemara asks a contradiction. By the time we learn the Braisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer achas yikonis, that only if you went 1 amma out, you can go back in. Shtayim lo yikonis, 2, you cannot go back. So that Braisa contradicts our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, loikash, it's not a contradiction. Ha, our Mishnah is talking about that the Akar Chada, that he had gone out of the city one amma. Now, v'kam atarti, now he's standing 2 ammas out of the city, and what we're saying is that if he's still within the second amma, then he could go back in again, because then he has the overlap. Ha, the braisa that says that shtayim lo yikonis, that if you're 2 ammas, you can't go back in. That means, what does it mean, 2, you can't go back in? The Akar Tarti, that you had already gone out all those 2 ammas, v'kam atlas, and you're standing already on the 3rd amma, that's what it means that you can't go out. Basically, you have to have an overlap. And if you're up till 2 ammas, then you're still overlapping of your old tchum with your new tchum, and then you can go back in. So when our Mishnah says shtayim yikonis, means that you're within the 2nd amma. And that price that says that shtayim lo yikonis, this means that you already had gone out the 2nd amma, so then you're not overlapping, you're already in the 3rd amma, that's why you can't go back in, but it's not a contradiction. But then the Gemara asks, what time we learn the brisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer afila amma achas lo yikonis. How do we understand that brisa? That really seems to contradict. That says that even 1 amma you're out of the tchum, you can't go in. And here we say that according to everybody, it's up till 2 ammas you could go back in. So that the Gemara says, kitanya hi. That brisa is talking about something totally different. That's not talking about someone that went out of the tchum. That's talking about lemoidet. That's talking about someone that's measuring the tchum. That is, if somebody is on the road and it's getting dark, and he says the formula of shvisasi bimkami, let my shvisa be where I am right now. And now on Shabbos, how does he know how far he can get? He doesn't know 2,000 amas. So the way you measure it is by walking 2,000 regular sized footsteps. They're called psia beinonis. Now maybe he'll be able to get into the tchum of the city. He doesn't know. But he starts walking on Shabbos, and the 2,000 amas of his end 1 amma out of the tchum. Can you imagine? He almost made it. He's taking 2,000 regular sized steps. He's getting closer, closer. He sees where the boundary is of the tchum. And there's a big sign, ad kana tchum. And he gets one amma away, one footstep away, he's not allowed to go in. And the reason is because even if the 2,000 ammas took him inside the city, he would not be able to go more than 2,000 ammas of where his feet take him to. That's not like learn the Mishnah. Ulamaydid sha'amr, regarding somebody that makes a measurement, noisnoyapayim amma, would give him 2,000 ammas, and afilah seif midasay kolabim ara, even if the end of his measurements, that is again, we're talking about somebody that's on the road and he's measuring his 2,000 ammas by taking footsteps, even if it ends within the cave, he's not allowed to go from that area on past his 2,000 amas. And that is since his measurement is 2,000 amas, besides for the makam of his shvisa, which is dalet amas, he's not allowed to go past 2,000 amas. And that's what we mean, that if he's outside of the tchum, one amas can't go in. It means to say this person that gets 2,000 amas, but only 2,000 amas, wherever that ends, that's where it ends. And if he's one amas out of the city, he can't go in because it doesn't make a difference where it ends. That's up. That's the most he can go. And that's what it means that even amas achas, lo yikonis, he can't go into the city. Finally, the last mishnah of this parak says that misha hichshach, somebody that it's getting dark for him, he's on the road and it's getting dark, chutz l'tchum, and he's out of the tchum, out of the boundary of the city, afila amas achas, like we had just mentioned in the previous gemara, even one amas, lo yikonis, he's not allowed to enter into the city because, as we said, since his 2,000 amas ends, even though you're really just one amas away from the city, it doesn't make a difference, you can't enter the city. However, Rav Shimon argues on that halacha, and he says, afila chamesh esri amas, even if he's 15 amas away, which Rashi says is not necessarily even 15 amas. It means there's a certain leeway we provide for this person. Yikonis, he can still enter into the city. Why is that? So the Mishnah gives the following reason. She'en amas shuchais, because those who measure the tchumen, how do we know who made these signs at kan the tchumen? How do we know where it is? There's somebody that goes on Erev Shabbos or once a month or once a year, whatever it is. He goes and creates the tchumen of the city to show the people this is the sign where the boundaries of the city, the border is. And those people that make these boundaries, they're not mematz nesamidis. They're not exacting with their measurements to put exactly the sign at the end of 2,000 amas. Rather, they bring it in a little bit more than 2,000. They put it at maybe at 1,900 or whatever it is. They put it much earlier. And the reason is, for those people that make mistakes, so they want to leave that room for error, so therefore they don't put it at 2,000 amas. They put it a little bit earlier. So although you're an amas away, you're really inside the tchum, even 15 amas away, because they make it much earlier. So then, that's what Reb Shimon's opinion is. You can go into this city if you're within that area, that gray area of 15 amas, because you're probably definitely in already, because those people that made it really didn't make it by 2,000. They made it much earlier. So as the Gemara explained, Tanya, now, Bryce, so what does this mean, the people that make a mistake? It's b'mnei toye hamida, because of the people that make a mistake with the measurements. That is, people that are walking out of the tchum, they don't recognize the sign. Sometimes they go past, they say, wait a sec, wasn't that the sign of that? That's where the boundary of the city ends. And they go back in without realizing. And then you're ready, when out of the tchum, you're coming back into tchum, you're being over on all these yisurim of tchum. And so they make it much earlier, so that when the person passes, they say, wait a second, there it is, so that people don't come to be over on the isur tchum. And therefore, you could be mekel, that's what Reb Shimon saying, up until 15 amas, because that allows you that leeway, because we assume that the one that made it much earlier, and therefore you for sure get up till 15 amas. That's one interpretation of Rashi. Rashi brings another interpretation, a little bit more complicated, that it's not around 15 amas, it's exactly 15 amas. And that what we're calling the Toya Hamida, the error of the measurements, it means the actual tool that they use for measuring the boundaries, which the Gemara on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis later on explains, what type of tool they use to measure, which is a specific rope of 50 amas. And however, although we're measuring that amount, but there's a certain amount taken up by the hands, and when you calculate all those measurements that it takes to get 2,000 amas, there's a certain amount that's lost, and that comes out to 15 amas exactly. So therefore, we give an added 15 amas of where the 2,000 amas really go. So therefore, if you're within 15 amas, that allows you to go into the city, because that will be exactly where the measurement is, although they're doing it exactly, but they lose a little bit on every measurement, and therefore you have to add up to that another 15 amas. Hanulach Mishayetziuhu, we shall return to you the fourth parak of Masechta Zeirvin, parak Mishayetziuhu.